Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. A dispute between Russia and Ukraine has sent an icy blast across Europe, reminiscent of the Cold War. Russia is implementing a massive increase in the price of its natural gas. Ukraine refuses to pay that increase. So over the weekend, Russia cut off Ukraine's supplies of natural gas. The effect has rippled across the continent and hit some member states of the European Union. Joining us from the Marketplace European desk in London is Stephen Beard. Stephen, how did the EU get dragged into this?
Well, Alex, a handful of countries, including Poland, Hungary and Austria, say that since the weekend there's been a big drop in the amount of Russian gas they get from pipelines which cross through Ukraine. Now, the Russians say that's not our fault. OK, we've stopped pumping gas that we would normally supply Ukraine, but we're still pumping enough for our EU customers. It's the Ukrainians who are stealing it. They're siphoning it off for their own use, and that's affecting these other countries further down the pipeline.
And what do the Ukrainians say about this?
They deny it. And anyway, they blame the Russians for the whole crisis. They say the Russians have demanded this fourfold increase in natural gas prices to punish Ukraine because it's trying to develop stronger ties with the West.
Well, is the U.S. drawn into this dispute?
Yes, very much so. I mean, the U.S. has, in very forthright terms, attacked the Russian action. The U.S. said it raised serious questions about the use of energy to exert political pressure. The Europeans have been a little more diplomatic. After all, they depend on Russia for about a quarter of their natural gas needs. But Britain's energy minister, Malcolm Wicks, pointed out that the Russians could be harming themselves by taking this rather drastic action against Ukraine.
It's in the interests of Russia to maintain its very good reputation as a reliable supplier of gas and oil to the European Union. And I know that Russians are very keen to maintain that reputation.
Stephen, are there signs that the Russians will relent and start pumping more gas? Stephen Beard.
Going to restore the gas pressure to its original levels. So gas supplies will be back to normal, and presumably Russia and Ukraine will go back to the negotiating table.
So you're saying they are going to be pumping more gas, the Russians?
Yes, and I think one of the main reasons is President Putin takes over the rotating presidency of the G8 group of countries, and he doesn't want to alienate half the members of that group. Nevertheless, this whole episode has probably helped Putin emphasize that Russia may no longer be a military superpower, but it is an energy power that cannot be ignored. And we'll have more of the fallout from this story later today on Marketplace.
Stephen Beard, thank you. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.